Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking time out in your busy schedule and joining us tonight. We truly appreciate you for doing that, because I know we all lead busy lives, so we truly appreciate you taking the time out with us. Tonight's show is, just as I've been saying all along, it's time to stop settling and start living the life that we were created to live. And I'm truly, truly excited about our guest tonight, because he is speaking the same language that I'm speaking. So before we go further into that, we're going to acknowledge our sponsors tonight. We have Miss Alexandra Townsend. She's author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. We have Third Heaven Sound, Unique Expression by Design, Facebook Diva Fridays, and Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Thank you so much for all of your support to all of our sponsors. Again, tonight's topic is Be Unstoppable. Well, my guest, again, he is talking my language. He has that same mindset, that same concept. His name is Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Lefridge. One of his sayings that I love is, why settle for less when you can be unstoppable? You know I love that kind of terminology. So without further ado, we're going to welcome our guest, Mr. Unstoppable Terrence Lefridge. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me okay, Queen Aaliyah?
We can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Hey, it's an unstoppable day, Queen. How are you?
I am on fire to inspire the people who are listening, or those who will be listening on the recording, to let them know that it's time to live. No more settling. It's time to live.
You know what? And it is time to be unstoppable. It's time to not be stopped by your circumstances. It's time not to be stopped by your challenges. It's time not to be stopped by your own self-interrupt talk. It's time to be inspired, to be on fire, and be unstoppable. And I'm glad that I am sharing just a little bit of that fire with Queen Aaliyah Butler and the On Fire to Inspire show. Thank you so much for just letting me pour into your audience this evening.
Well, thank you so much for gracing our platform. We truly, truly appreciate you. So tell us, Mr. Unstoppable Coach, who is the unstoppable Mr. Terrence Lefridge? Tell us about who you are.
Well, you know, I'm just the baby boy of Alma Lefridge here in the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, born and raised, doing my thing to inspire the world, doing my thing to save just one person's life, doing my thing to just pour into the lives of others, to let them know that they have everything they need and everything that they desire to have the life that they want to live. And I say that to your audience, but I also say that to myself on a daily basis, because, you know, I was one of those people a while back that didn't believe that I could have what I wanted. I was one of those people that didn't believe that I was worthy of having the things that I desired. And yes, I was one of those people that was being stopped by the very life that he was living. See, back in 2008, I was living what I thought was the American dream. I was, you know, I had the good government job. I had the nice house. I was newly married, and I was living what was called the American dream. But then, Queen Aaliyah, you probably remember in 2008, that's when our world changed. That's when the big financial crisis hit America, and companies left and right were finding ways to trim the fat.
Mm-hmm.
I was caught in a situation where I had to choose between doing for my family and doing for my job. And when I decided to do for my family, my job decided that I was expendable. So I found myself unemployed, all non-void, trying to figure out what I was going to do next. Yes, I was at that proverbial fork in the road. But, you know, God never closes one door without opening another. And so that it was at that point where he reminded me of the things that I was always passionate about. And that was about helping people. You know, people would always tell me that they felt like they could talk to me. They felt like I was a good listener. They felt like I gave good advice, and they felt like after talking to me that they were motivated to do something greater with their lives. And I didn't know what terminology or what career goal that was, but I knew that's what I enjoyed doing. And it just so happened that God placed into my life the career choice of life coaching. And I was able to go get certified as a Christian life coach, and I started my business, Unstoppable Coaching, back in 2009 because I was tired of being stopped. And I no longer wanted to be able to be stopped by circumstances, by challenges, by things that I had no control over. Yes, I wanted to be unstoppable. And what I do in Unstoppable Coaching now is help people to create their vision, implement their vision, but more importantly, hold them accountable to not being mm-hmm. stopped in their own lives and whatever is happening in their lives. Hold them accountable to living their life on the next level of their greatness. So in a nutshell, that's what I've been doing since 2009. And just now recently I have ventured off into the world of being a Amazon best-selling author this year with my book, You Are Unstoppable, 11 Key Attributes to Living an Unstoppable Life, that's mm-hmm. on Amazon. Now, thank you. Thank you. That was a big accomplishment, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about that during the course of this call. But I'm an author, I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm a certified accountability coach. So that's me in a nutshell.
All right. I tell you. So tell me something. What gave you that push to say, you know what, I can't just sit on my gift. I can't just sit and dwell in what I thought was or what I should have, could have, would have. I got to do it, and I got to do it now. What was your turning point?
My turning point was, again, along that same time where I realized that, you know, everyone had been telling me that I come in contact with within my circle of influence that I provided this type of service for them. And when I figured out what it meant and was all about, I said, that is where I'm supposed to be. That is what I was supposed to do. But, mm-hmm. you know, Queen Aaliyah, I had some fear even at that time because that was a whole different world. And I didn't know who I'd be able to help. And I didn't know if anybody, once I put up that shingle, you know, you think once you come up with the name and once you get the business license and once you put your name up and shingle up outside the door that the skies will open up, the sun rays will come down, and everybody will just come to your door. When in reality, that's not the fact. You know, there was many, 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 many days where, you know, the phone wasn't ringing. Nobody was looking to be unstoppable. And then I had mm-hmm. to change my mindset. I had to change my mindset from the point of thinking that because I do what I do, I can help everybody, into the statement that said, all I need to do is help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a famous quote that says, we spend so much time trying to help everybody when we could just be helping somebody that we end up helping mm-hmm. nobody. And I didn't mm-hmm. want Unstoppable Coaching to be that type of service. I wanted to focus on the people that were ready to be helped. I wanted to focus mm-hmm. on the people who were ready to see a change in their life. And I wanted to focus on the people that were ready to not be stopped anymore and what it was they're doing. So once I figured that out, once I started serving that population, then I've been able to see some growth in my business, and I've been able to get some personal testimonies from people all over the country that have been helped by me in one shape, form, or another as a result of Unstoppable Coaching. So the key was to change my mindset, to change my thinking, and then to focus on that new mindset and making a difference just in the life of one person at a time.
I love it. I love it. Shifting your mindset, because you cannot achieve greatness with a broken mindset. You have to think that you are productive, you're capable, you're prosperous in all your ways, so that you can, as you think. What does it say? As a man thinketh, so is he.
So yes, indeed.
Shift your mindset into, hey, wait a minute, I am capable. I am created as he is, so therefore I'm victorious. I love it. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now you
are on fire already.
I was born to be this. So see, when you, like you said, you really didn't know who you were, and I didn't understand who I was in the beginning. But now that I understand who I am, then you know nobody can tell you who you are. You know, when you don't understand who you are, anybody can tell you anything. But when you understand who you are, God has given you your name, and you understand your name to the fullness. Now you can walk, and you can move, and you can thrive.
When you understand who you are and whose you are, there's nothing that can stop you after that point.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you told us a little bit about some of your accomplishments when you were sharing about yourself. Now, you said you had a bestseller on Amazon with your book, You Are Unstoppable. What are some other accomplishments that you have done, you've accomplished, so that others that are, because we have some, seeing others just coming on. So what are some other accomplishments that you've, and you can even repeat some of your accomplishments, because we have a lot of people that are just not chiming in. So if you repeat yourself, that's fine, okay?
Not a problem. That's not a problem. So, yeah, that's the most recent accomplishment. Back in January of this year, I wrote that book, You Are Unstoppable, The 11 Key Attributes to Living an Unstoppable Life. I also am the host of a weekly Google Hangout format show called The Next Level Living Show, where we talk to ordinary people doing extraordinary things to live their life on the next level. Because, you know, it's the one thing I know, Queen Aaliyah, is that there is a young Queen Aaliyah out there that is just at the point of trying to figure out what it is she wants to do with her life. And she could struggle through trying to figure it out all by herself. But just imagine if you told your story. You told not only how you got to where you are, but you talked about the triumphs as well as the tragedies, the struggles as well as the successes, so that you could shorten her learning curve to getting to the next level of her greatness. That's what we do on the Next Level Living Show. We not only talk about and promote you, but we give you the opportunity to tell your story in hopes that your story can help bring somebody else along the way so that they can also level up their greatness. Because as one of my great colleagues say, Dr. Ed Womack, we will see you at the top because the bottom is entirely too crowded.
I love that. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. I'm telling you, we're created to be at the top, so there's no excuse for us to be at, being on the bottom.
No reason why you can't.
Yes, no reason. Now, you shared some accomplishments. Tell us about some of the things that you encountered as things that tried to hinder you, because I don't say anything as far as I don't say negative words to a certain extent. I said things that try to deter you or things that try to hinder you, because it wasn't a hindrance. It was just a distraction to keep you off course. But you overcame it.
I got you. I understand you. And you know, that question just reminds me of something that Martin Luther King would say. And it's like, the true measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of controversy. And see, I am complacency. And I was a victim of my own complacency. Again, I told you the story about opening the single in 2009 and letting the world know that Unstoppable Coaching was there. But, you know, I had already been told so many times by people before I opened my business that I had this, I could do that, I could do that. And I never real hard at the very beginning to make that happen. Again, I was waiting for the skies to open up and have that come down upon me and be blessed, because now I'd finally figured out what it was that I was supposed to be doing. And I just thought that was a wrap. You know, it was like the movie. You figure out what it is and then you fade to black and everybody goes home and they're happy. The reality was there was still work for me to do. And it was a struggle in the beginning getting this ball rolling, getting this coaching business off the ground. And there were many times that I was ready to give up because I wasn't having this success as quickly as I wanted it to. I wasn't signing up clients as quickly as I wanted to. I wasn't getting the money in as quickly as I wanted it to. And it, you know, the fear of failure, you almost had me running back to what I was doing before. Instead of continuing to reach ahead and reach for more and to reach for everything that God had destined for me. So I had to learn to overcome my own complacency, and I had to really dig down deep and put in the work to make the coaching practice to the way it is now, to make the book more than just a dream, but to make it a reality, and to now be able to stand on stages across the country and be on shows like your show. It's just the manifestation of overcoming my own self-doubt, my own self-fears, and my own complacency. So that that was if I told anybody anything that they would need to look out for in the very beginning of starting the business, I would be tell them to learn to get out of their own way.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Because we can be our own best cheerleader, or we can be our own worst enemy. So
yes, we can.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree.
And we can do that all within the same day.
We can do same day, within the same hour.
Okay. Within the same conversation.
Yes, yes. And we have to be careful because our words have power. And when people don't understand the power that they have in the tongue, then they're condemning. I posted something last week on Facebook that you have a life, you have a gift each and every day, and it's called life. Are you speaking life over your life? What are you doing?
Yes.
What are you doing with the, you know, this gift that God equips you with each and every day? Are you speaking life over your life, or are you speaking death? Because there's no in between. You're speaking one or the other.
Right. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So you've got to be careful of what you left, not only what you let into your mind, but what you let out of your mouth, because that's a powerful, powerful tool.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. Well, we're going to take a quick little pause for our sponsors again. So give me just a moment while we pause for our sponsors.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
That is from one of our sponsors and evangelist, Alexandra Townsend, who has written an awesome, awesome book about her son overcoming an addiction to alcohol for many years. We also have Third Heaven Sound, who actually created the song that you hear for On Fire to Inspire. When you hear the intro song, he is the mastermind to the music. I wrote the words, and then LaTonya Foles did the singing. So I thank God for each and every one of them. Then we have, and their motto for Third Heaven Sound is, it's more than just music, it's a sound. Then we have Unique Expression by Design. and they actually are on, everyone has Facebook presence, but Unique Expression by Design is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Your one-stop source for business promotional products, custom promotional items, and corporate gifts. So anything you need that can be customized, they can take care of your needs. We also have Facebook Diva Fridays with Paul Jones, the founder and visionary of that. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1519 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. Oh, and one more sponsor, Istion Creations. Instant Tianti actually created all of her jewelry, all of the bracelets, and artwork. She's a visual artist as well, so she's also one of our sponsors. So we thank you so much to each and every one. Well, we are back with Mr. Unstoppable. I tell you,
yes,
it's an awesome,
yes,
awesome opportunity to have the Unstoppable and the On Fire all on the same platform. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Somebody send a fire truck.
Right. This is an unstoppable fire.
I tell you.
And you know what? I am so humbled to be on your show. I thank you. I've watched you from afar, and you know, it is amazing how this social media thing works out and how it can bring the fire and the unstoppable together. And we haven't even physically met before, but I feel like I've known you for years now. So I'm just happy to be here and humbled that you allowed me to be on your show.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, and I thank God for this being his platform and me being the host for him. So I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, tell me this, Mr. Unstoppable. What does it mean to be unstoppable? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know what? When I was struggling to figure out, when I was at that proverbial fork in the road, where I was being stopped by circumstances and situations, I asked God to give me a word that could actually push me to where I wanted to be. You see, I was tired of being stopped by my situations and by my circumstances. And I just want to know, does anybody out there understand what I'm trying to say? Can anyone else relate to being stopped by some circumstance or some situation in your life? And that was me. And when I thought of the coaching, when God gave me the vision to move into this transition of my life and start my coaching practice, I wanted a word that would automatically catch your heart and let you know that it was possible for you not to be stopped in your circumstances as well. And lo and behold, God gave me the word unstoppable. And Queen Aaliyah, if you break the word down into its three syllables, you'll see that the first syllable is un, which means not. And then you've got the second syllable, which is stop. And then you've got the third syllable, which is the most powerful one to me, is that able. And so if you switch those syllables around and you come up with the phrase, not able to be stopped, and that's what the word unstoppable stands for. It's an intentional ideal of not being able to be stopped. And that's what I love about it, because each and every morning I wake up and say, it's an unstoppable day. And I am saying to the world with all intention, with all force, with all spirit inside of me that, come on, world, give me your best shot, because I'm not going to be stopped. I'm going to reach the next level of my greatness. And every time I talk to a client, every time I speak at an engagement, every time I see the first greeting with the person I see on the street or in my office or in my interactions with other people, I say to them, it's an unstoppable day, because I want them to know that your day is going to be unstoppable too. So that's what unstoppable means to me, just knowing in each and every situation that I can't be stopped.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, as far as the shifting of the mind, let's kind of go back to that just a little bit, because there's someone that is listening, or they will be listening to the recording, and they are in a place that they want to play Oh, I did this and I did that. And they're in the pity party. We got to shake them. We got to shake them. So, Mr. Unstoppable, let's shake them. Let's get them dusted on now so they can move. So, let's tell them what we need to tell them.
You know what? We've got to let these people know that, you know, there's 100 days left in 2015, 100 or so days. And you've got to recognize that it is not too late for you to set a fire in your life over these next 100 days that's going to burn all the way into 2016, an unstoppable fire. But there's four things you've got to do first in order to set that fire right now. See, we're not talking about no pity parties. We are talking about going in the backyard and digging a hole and putting some logs and some lighter fluid in the ground and setting a blaze. That's what we're talking about doing. A blaze that is going to keep you warm throughout the fall, throughout the winter, and it's going to keep your fire burning all the way into winter 2016, all the way to next summer. That's what we want to create in the lives of your listeners tonight. But the first thing they've got to be able to do in order to set that fire off is they've got to face their fears, Queen Aaliyah. Do you hear me? You've got to be able to face your fears. You see, it's one thing I know in my journey that kept my fire on low instead of burning hot is that I was fearful. I was fearful that my message wasn't going to make a difference to anyone. I was fearful that because of how I looked or where I came from or what my upbringing was, that I wasn't going to make a difference. But when I decided to face my fears, things began to change. And I love using acronyms. And then, you know, fear just means focusing on your experiences, your abilities, and your resources. You see, you're fearful because you don't think you can do something. I was fearful of ever getting on a cruise ship because I didn't know how to swim. And I automatically thought that if I got on that boat, that automatically going to go out into the middle of the ocean and something was going to happen where that boat was going to sink and I was going to die because I didn't know how to swim. But when I looked back on my experiences, when I focused on my experiences, I remembered as a kid riding in a fire engine boat on Lake Michigan here in Chicago, and that boat didn't sink. I remember my brother-in-law had a boat, a 32-foot yacht, and we were out on the ocean in New Jersey, and the boat didn't sink. I remember traveling to Cancun, Mexico, and getting on a jet ski with somebody that I didn't even know, and we fell off the jet ski, and I fell underwater, but I rose right back up to the top, and I didn't sink. So with each and every experience that I had, I grew stronger to try that again, and then to try that again, and then to try that again. And pretty soon, it wasn't a fear of doing something. It became the excitement of doing something. Mm-hmm. You see, Queen Aaliyah, we've got to face our fears with excitement instead of with fearfulness. When we face our fears with excitement, we have a level of expectation that is greater than the fear that we may have created in our own story. You use those experiences, then you start recognizing what your abilities are. Those experiences told me that I had the ability to overcome my fears. Those experiences showed me that I knew how to do this or I knew how to do that. And you can look in your own fears over the course of your life and look at your experiences and look at the things you know how to do. Maybe you're fearful of starting a business in your passion. But then if you look back over your experiences, maybe you see that you have experience in this or you have experience in that. And maybe you don't have everything you need right now to start that business but you've got the experience needed to make that business a reality. Stop focusing on what you don't have and start focusing on what you do have. Focus on the experience and the abilities that you already have, and that's going to reduce that fear. And then when I learned about the experiences and when I recognized my abilities, I also remembered that I had some resources available to me that allowed me to not have to do it all by myself. And that's one of the fears that I carried, the fear that I had to do it alone. Now, Aaliyah, I don't know your situation, and I don't know the situations of the people that are listening to this live or listening to the broadcast, but I want you to just reflect your own fears. And then I want you to think about the experiences you've had around that fear. Think about what abilities that you do have that may allow you to overcome those fears if you just focus on the ability and not the fear itself. And then think about the other people that you have in your circle of influence that if you just reached out to them and told them what you wanted to do, maybe, just maybe, that would lessen your fear to begin with. So the first thing you've got to do in order to set your life on fire over these next 100 days and into 2016 is you've got to face your fears. And Queen Aaliyah, I love the good book, the greatest book ever created, the Bible. It says in Philippians 4 that do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request unto God. God is our number one resource. And I guarantee you that if you face your fears and lean on God and talk to him and tell him about your troubles and tell him what you want to have happen and tell him about your fears, he's going to come in and show out in your life. But you first got to be willing to face your fears. That's the first thing.
I agree. And it's funny that you said that because I was looking at the group, how I create the group and, you know, keep everyone informed and updated about the show. And there was a person that posted about an hour ago a picture that says feeling alone. So you were so on point with that because I just happened to scroll down and I saw she posted a picture and the words above it was feeling alone. And so I'm glad you said that because she's not the only one feeling that. There's someone out there that feels like they're in it by themselves. They feel like, well, I really don't know what to do. Well, if God gave you that vision, he's going to give you the provision for it. I knew nothing about writing a book, but I've written three now. I knew nothing about being a radio host, but I've been able to do what God has called me to and bless so many people when I lined up and was obedient. So you are not alone. Reach out to someone that's doing what it is you choose, that you want to do, what's in your heart to do. And I promise you, it's going to be so much easier when you, like he said, like Coach Unstoppable just said, face your fears. Tell your fears, tell your problems who your God is. Tell them who you are because you are your father's.
Yes. And he never gives you a vision without giving you a provision. So don't be fearful if that vision looks bigger than you right now, because he's got a plan, and his plans are not our plans. His ways are not our ways. We may see the vision and think there is no way in, well, you know what I was about to say, no way that's going to happen. But he has already planned it out. He had it planned out when you were still in your mama's womb. So he already knows what you need. He already knows where you need to go. He already knows where you're going to be. He just needs you to take that step. You know, faith without works is dead. And we can have all the faith in the world, but if we don't take that step, if we don't put any work in to face our fears, then we're never going to have that fire in our life that we're looking to have. And I want that fire in my life. The fire is far more exciting than the fear that's stopping me from striking the flame.
Amen. I like it.
You like
now,
it? You
so
like
after
that?
Their faith, yes, I love that, honey. So after they face their fears, Then what's the next thing they need to do, Mr. Unstoppable?
Well, you know what? The next thing you need to do is once you face your fears, once you have taken that step to walk into that vision, knowing that God's got your provision, then you've got to learn how to invest in yourself. You know, too many times, this world that we are living now, this world of instant gratification, this world of microwave, this world of I want it now, I want it yesterday, we forget that you've got to put in the work. And mm-hmm. part of that work is investing in your own self. You see, there might be reasons why you're not at the place that you want to be right now. There may be things that are left for you to do that you haven't done yet. Like you said earlier, Queen Aaliyah, that sometimes you've got to be able to do some things yourself in order to get where you want to go. You didn't know how to do a radio show, but you learned how. You didn't know how to write a book, but you learned how, and now you wrote 3. I had a radio show, and I never knew how to do a radio show when I first started out either. But what I did know is I knew other people who had radio shows. Mm-hmm. And so I started listening to their shows, and I started mm-hmm. hearing how they did what they did on their shows. And then because I was listening to them and because I was engaging with them on their shows, they gave me the opportunity to be a part of their show. And I was able to learn and do. And that's a great combination mm-hmm. when you can learn mm-hmm. and do. Other people say you can learn, you can earn while you're learning. That's a whole nother thing for the business people that are on this call. But when you align yourself with the people that are doing the things that you want to do and you invest in yourself, whether it's money you're investing in yourself, whether it's time you're investing in yourself, maybe it is moving away from some things that you're doing for other people and spending mm-hmm. more time on the things that you need to do for yourself. I love the analogy that the captain of every airplane will say to you when they're doing their pre-takeoff instructions. You know, they have the stewardess standing in the middle of the aisle, and they tell you how to put the seatbelt on, and they tell you where the exit doors are, and then they tell you that your cushion can be used as a flotation device in the event of a water landing. But the last thing they tell you about, Queen Aaliyah, is they tell you about the oxygen mask. Mm-hmm. And the thing they tell you that is most important about the oxygen mask is if you are with a companion, you put your oxygen mask on first. Then you put theirs on. Because it's mm-hmm. one thing I know, you can't help anybody else unless you first helped yourself. I can't tell you how to do a radio show if I don't know how to do a radio show. I can't tell you how to write a book if I don't know how to write a book. That's just two mm-hmm. people, two blind people leading the blind people. But if you invest in yourself, if you get the necessary skills to learn how to do the thing that you're trying to do, whether it's being a speaker, whether it's being an author, whether it's starting a business, whether it's starting a ministry, if you take that time to invest in yourself after you've learned how to face your fears, you are two steps closer to having your life on fire for these next few days in 2015 and all the way into 2016. And that's what we're trying to help people do tonight. We're trying to inspire people to be on fire.
And be unstoppable.
See, I like how you've learned that already.
All right. I see people that's wanting to ask questions already, but I'm gonna let you get through this portion real quickly. They're gonna face their fears. They're gonna invest in themselves. What's the R?
The R. I love the R because the R pulls you out of your comfort zone. See, once you face your fears and once you've invested in yourself, Queen Aaliyah, that just gets you to the starting line. You haven't gone anywhere yet. That has given you the ammunition and the fire to fuel the flame that's going to push you further. But in order to actually go further, you've got to be willing to reach for more. Can somebody say that to me again? You just got to be willing to reach for more.
All right, now.
What does it mean to reach for more? Well, it means to come outside of your comfort zone and really look at the possibilities that have been laid out for you. You know, it saddens me every time I talk to a client or a potential client and I ask them questions about where they're from, and they say to me that they were born, raised in the same place. And they haven't had any other experiences outside of that neighborhood, maybe outside of that block, maybe outside of just that one city. And, you know, I know God created this whole big green, blue, white, yellow earth for us all to explore and for us all to network and for us all to be in fellowship with each other. And too many times we are stuck in our own little part of the world because we're afraid to venture out and reach for more. It's when you reach for more that you reach the greatest level. It's when you reach for more that you learn your limits and your limitations. It's when you reach for more that you learn how to overcome those limitations and live on a higher level. The top level is what we like to call it. But reaching for more requires you to physically put some work in. See, if you want that business to be a success, then you've got to reach for more. If you want that relationship to be more than what it is right now, then you've got to reach for more. If you want that get out of your head and onto paper and onto the Amazon and New York Times bestseller list, you've got to reach for more. You've got to stretch that thing beyond your comfort zone out into the deep water, as we call it. You can't stand on the beach and be where you want to be. You've got to be willing to jump out into the deep water and risk everything in order to make that thing a reality. When you reach for more, you find out how much more you can actually do. You find out how much farther you can actually go. You find out how much you can actually endure. And the one thing you find out is that you can probably do more than you ever thought possible. But first, you've got to be willing to reach for more. So if you want to set your life on fire over these next 100 days, start today reaching for more. Instead of if you're trying to write that book and you've only wrote one chapter this whole year, then try to write another chapter this month. There's only 5 days left in this month, but I believe in you. And I believe that if you reach for more and if you tap into what's already inside of you, you can get that chapter done. If you're having communication problems in your family, reach for more. Reach out to that person, even if they're not reaching back. Write them a letter. Send them a text. Send them an email, but reach out and have that conversation. You'll be surprised what comes back when you just reach out. I've never had a time in my life when I reached my hand out to somebody else where somebody didn't at least extend their hand back to me. And sometimes that's where it starts, just that little act of reaching for more. You know, when thoroughbreds run down the racetrack, they're in a dead heat. They have blinders on, and all they know is the finish line is in front of them. And many times they win by a nose because they reached for more. So take on that thoroughbred mentality and reach for more in your life. It only takes a little, but a little can mean a lot for your life. And then finally, and then we can take some calls. The final thing, after you have faced your fears, after you've invested in yourself, after you've learned to reach for more in your life, then you've just got to go ahead and expect success every day. That's what I do. When I wake up in the morning and I say it's an unstoppable day, that's exactly what I expect. And because I've created that intention at the end of the day, the universe has no other choice but to fall in line with my expectation. And then I come home, and I, before I go to bed every night, I can look back over that day. And there may be some clouds in that day. There may have been some rain in that day. But every day I can say that I was successful at something that happened that day because I started my day expecting it. It's a mindset, Queen Aaliyah. You've got to expect that success. You've faced your fears. You've invested in yourself. You've took the time to reach for more. So there's nothing else to do but to expect that you're going to get that return on your investment. So that's how you get the fire. That's how you set the fire over these last 100 days so that you can keep that unstoppable flame burning well in 2016.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So for those of you who thought you were alone, well, you just got your four steps to ignite your fire. First, you got to face your fears. Secondly, you got to invest in yourself. Thirdly, you got to reach for more. Be willing to reach for more. Come outside of that comfort zone because you were equipped for the best. So why settle for less? And then you got to put some work in so you can reach for that. And then next, you're going to expect success every day. You're going to think it. You're going to speak it. You're going to become what you perceive. And then finally, you are going to be an unstoppable fire and a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, indeed.
I love it.
You're on fire, Aaliyah. Yes.
Yes.
And you know, one more nugget I want to throw in there, and I meant to mention that earlier. A great marketing strategist that I've had the pleasure to know for a couple of years now, he says often that you've got to invest in yourself to the level you expect a return. And that's a financial strategy because, you know, many investors, they only invest in something because they want a return on that investment. And they know that if they do a small investment, they're going to get a small return. But if they do a big investment, the odds are they're going to have an even bigger return. And that's the same thing with our life. If you want a small return on your investment, invest small. But if you're looking for something big to happen in your life, if you're looking for something huge to happen in your life, if you're looking for something, Queen Aaliyah, unstoppable to happen in your life, then you've got to invest at an unstoppable rate as well. You can't play small anymore. Playtime is over. If you want something big, if you want that unstoppable flame to carry throughout this year into next year, you've got to start right now and invest big.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, well, we have a person. We have our first person. He or she is ready to say something. I don't know if they're going to ask a question, that they're going to make a comment. But if you have a question or a comment, we're going to bring you on live with Mr. Unstoppable and Ms. On Fire to Inspire. So press 1 if you have a question or a statement. We are going live to the phones. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Mr. Unstoppable and Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Good evening. You have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Ed Womack, the Urban Leadership Strategist and brother of Coach Unstoppable.
All right. What's happening, Doctor?
Oh, my goodness. The fire is lit. That's what's happening. And I have just, oh, my goodness. I was sitting here. I got on maybe about 10 past the hour, so I just was able to catch you drop the fire. And, oh, my goodness, you have even ignited and encouraged me. And we talk every couple days. And
yes,
so I just hope the listeners were able to really grasp the fire that was dropped down. And I'm obviously just going to drop a real quick one because we do acronyms all the time. But just real quick explanation. On the end of that fire, you're going to have to just have some faith and finally allow it to happen. So that's faith, y'all. F-A-I-T-H. Finally allow it to happen. No matter where you're at today, no matter where you've been, no matter how bleak things may look, as Brother Coach T Unstoppable offered to you guys tonight, along with that fire, put a little faith in it. Ooh wee, baby. So, great, great show, guys. Love the energy, love the analogy, and it's going to be just an unstoppable day.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Brother Womack. Brother Womack is part. We are founding members of the group Queen Aaliyah, the Men of Vision, and five powerful brothers from across the country, from the East Coast all the way to the West. You've got the best of the Men of Vision, and we are going to be doing this wonderful conference down in Biloxi, Mississippi in just 2 days. And, you know, I told you off air that, you know, it's no coincidences with God, because I'm on and Brother Womack is on now on Fire to Inspire, and we are headed down to Biloxi to ignite some fires and reclaim some flames in the lives of the people down in the Gulf Coast. So it is just God working all throughout this week to make this happen. I thank you, Brother Womack, for being a part of the Men of Vision, and Queen Aaliyah, we're going to have to put you two together, because you guys are both in the same neck of the woods down there in the Atlanta metro area, and this is a powerful brother, the urban leadership strategist with his great cause, Men Rise Up. Definitely we're going to connect you two together, because he's definitely going to blow up your show as well.
All right. Well, I definitely would love to have him on, and thank you so much for dialing in with wrapping that thing up. Finally, allow it to happen. Faith. I truly, truly love that. Thank you so much, and we will definitely connect soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. You all have a blessed evening.
All right, Dr. Womack. Thank you.
All right, Doc.
All right, we are live. If you have a question for the Unstoppable Coach or Miss On Fire to Inspire, or if you just want to make a comment about the show tonight, press 1 and you will be live with us. Let me check the feed real quickly, because they say, Aaliyah, you forgot to answer my question. So I'm checking it now. Let's see here if we have anything someone asking. Every now and then they get a little shy. I don't know why.
We're among family.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just me, you, and a couple million people listening to the show. That's all.
That is all. That is it, and that's all. Just like they're going to achieve what it is God has put in it to them. And that's it, and that's all.
Yes. Well, I believe that, you know, there may still be some fearful people out there, but, you know, they're going to break their fear tonight. They're listening now, and then they're going to go back and listen to this replay, and they're going to face their fears, and they're going to invest in themselves, and they're going to reach for more than what they reached for during the time that we were on live, and they can still expect that success even after today. But, you know, if you're listening right now, there is no time like now. You know, the sad state of affairs that we live in right now lets us know, and it reminds us that we're close to those last days if we're not already in it. So now is the time to make a decision. Why settle for less when you can be unstoppable? Now is the time to make that difference in your life. Now is the time to step outside of that comfort zone and be all that you want to be and all that God destined you to be. And then the one thing I know for sure is that there's nobody who can do you better than you. My message for you know what I'm saying? My message may be for a certain segment of the population, but nobody can do you like you. You may say the same thing that I say verbatim, but I may not touch the person that you were intended to touch, because it was intended for you. Right. You know, we all have gifts. We all were given talents. We were all given abilities. And we weren't given those abilities to keep them to ourselves. We were given them to share with the world. So each and every one of you under the sound of my voice right now have something inside of you that somebody else, hear me clearly, somebody listening to me right now has something inside of them that somebody else is yearning, is waiting on you to supply. Somebody is knocking literally at your door, waiting for you to give what only you can give to them to help them live their life on the next level. So you owe it not only to yourself, you owe it to the person that God is using you to reach, to share that gift with them. Don't be like some other people that take their dreams to the cemetery where dreams die for it never to see the light of day. Why settle for less when you can truly be unstoppable?
Yes, yes, yes. And with that, we actually have another caller, so we're going live. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Mr. Unstoppable and Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Dr. Lorenda. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Dr. Lorenda. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Well.
Good evening, Dr. Lorenda.
Good evening, sir. I have received what I thought. Excellent. I'm quite sure that your clients really like you. I'm sure. You got the coach personality, I tell you. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. Where do you see yourself in 2 years?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where do you see yourself in 2 years?
Where do I see myself in 2 years? You know what? I see myself doing a conference on one of the Carnival Cruise Lines on a 7-day cruise where I am able to pour into the lives of others as well as enjoy myself, and someone else is paying for it. That's where I see myself. Because this message is not just for the virtual world. This message is for people to be intimate, for people to be relaxed, for people to be in a setting where they can not only enjoy the life that they're living right now, but then they can get that motivation to, again, reach for more. So that's what I want to do. I want to be on a big old cruise ship with thousands of people who are all destined and divinely created and looking to take their life to the next level so that I can pour into them, that they can come back, get off that ship and go back to wherever they are in the world and spread that same unstoppable message. Was that good enough for you?
That was excellent. Thank you so much. Excellent. I am very well pleased. Thanks for having them on the show, Leah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for tuning in each week, Dr. Lorenda. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I tell you, it's awesome. Dr. Lorenda is actually a licensed counselor, certified counselor. So when you have counselors telling life coaches, hey, you've inspired me, that makes you feel good. You know, that you have people that are working with people on a regular basis, like, you know, like yourself, and pouring into people, and, you know, that's a part of their life. And so you're inspiring them, so now they can help more people. You know, so that's an honor to be able to say, wow, you know, you've inspired even more. You've inspired and reignited the fire that was already aflame, you know, blazing. You reignited more fire for me, so I truly appreciate it. And like I said, we speak the same language, and I tell you, it's such an honor to have you on the show, and it's such an honor to have had your cohort on the show as well. Now tell us one more time about that event that's coming up in Biloxi, Mississippi, where all five of these powerful men will be gracing one platform. Tell us a little bit more about that event in Biloxi, Mississippi.
not a problem. So you, anyone who's listening under the sound of my voice, you need to have your face in the place on this coming Thursday, September 24th through September 26th, for the Ignite the Fire, Reclaim the Flame Empowerment Conference. We are going to be taking over the Gulf Coast, and we are going to be pouring into the lives of the people there so that they can reclaim the flame in their own lives, whether it's in their relationships, whether it's in their businesses, whether it's in their ministries, whether it's in their hopes and dreams. We're going to help them reclaim that flame so that they can then turn around and ignite the fire in their families, in their communities, and in their businesses and in their ministries. We're going to be having frank conversations. It's a dual conference, Queen Aaliyah, because it's not only it's a conference for the women, and it's going to be a conference for the men, and then we're going to come together as one where the men are going to pour into the women about what they learned from their frank conversations with other men. And then the women are going to pour into the men about the conversations that they had with other women. We're opening up the lines of communications. We're having frank conversations with our men regarding what it means to be a man, or what it means to be a father, what it means to be single and satisfied, what it means to be married, what it means to be financially sound with your spouse, what it means to have communication, good communication, quality communication with that mate or with that other person in your life. So we're going to be pouring into the group down there, and we're hoping that message is going to leave the Gulf Coast Casino and Hotel and spread throughout the Gulf Coast region, all the way up the East Coast and the back up the West Coast, and meet in the middle so that everybody will have that fire ignited in their own lives. And then we can change some things in this community, because it's one thing I know, if my flame is burning and I give you some of my fire, my flame doesn't go out, but yours grows stronger. And then if you pass your flame on to someone else, their flame grows stronger. And then so on. And then before you know it, you've got a beautiful burning fire that nobody can put out. And that's what we want to create. That's what we're going to be creating over these 3 days down in Biloxi, Mississippi. If you want more information about it, you can go to ignitingthefire.co. That's ignitingthefire.co. We still have tickets available. We're going to have daily ticket rates. So if you can't stay for the whole 3 days, come for one day. Get that spark for your fire, and then go light it someplace else. But we definitely want you to be there. The men of vision, myself, Dr. Ed Womack that you just heard, Johnny Magnificent Mac, our John McClung Jr. of I Am a Testimony Clothing, and Edward C. Williams, the Power Life Coach. He's also out of Atlanta, so you definitely need to connect with him. We all are coming together to show the world, especially black men, Queen Aaliyah, that we can do more if we collaborate than we can by competing. And then we're going to spread that message and help other men learn that same message so that they can take it back to their circles of influence, back to their tribes, back to their families, back to their communities, so that the women in those communities can also see that we're destined to be the providers, the supporters, and the strong foundations that our family needs if we're going to get this thing right sooner than later. So September 24th through the 26th, Biloxi, Mississippi, ignitingthefire.co is where you can get all the information.
All right. I love it. And tell us how they can purchase your book.
So my book, You Are Unstoppable, The 11 Key Attributes to Living an Unstoppable Life, you can purchase it by simply going to my website, unstoppablecoaching.com, and you'll see right there on the homepage a nice big circle that says book. You click on that, it's going to take you to the link where you can purchase the book online right now. But because I love you so much, Queen Aaliyah, and because I am so blessed and honored to be on your show, if you don't mind, I'd like to do something special for your listening audience tonight. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me.
All right. So just for tonight only, if somebody wants to get the downloadable version of You Are Unstoppable, all you have to do is grab that smartphone that I know everybody has and text the word unstoppable to 312-313-0241. And that's going to get you access to the downloadable version of the book for free just because you tuned into this show tonight. So let me throw that number out there again. You're going to text the word unstoppable to 312-313-0241. Text the word unstoppable to that number, and tonight only, so massive action right now. The universe rewards those who take action right now. Text that word unstoppable to 312-313-0241, and you can get your copy of that book right now.
I truly appreciate you taking care of my listeners like that. I'm telling you, they've heard your voice, they've heard my voice, we've reignited their fire, and now they're getting ready to get a free download of You Are Unstoppable. I tell you, it can't get any better.
I know that's right. And yes, people have already jumped on it. I already got three people that have subscribed just like that. All right.
Well, I got
mine. Unstoppable.
All right. Yes. All right. Well, Mr. Unstoppable, what would you say? Let me make sure before we close out with your final words. Do we have any other questions or comments? Press 1 if you would have something to say, whether it's a question or a comment. Press 1, and we will bring you on live. And if you don't have a question or comment, then we're going to go ahead and let him wrap things up with final words. Let me check out the feed as well. Oh, one of the questions was, do you foresee the five men of vision coming to Atlanta?
Oh, yes. Well, two out of the five people are already in Atlanta. So what we envision taking the Men of Vision tour across not just the country, but across the world. So we are definitely making plans to bring the Men of Vision tour to a city near you. So definitely, if you want to reach out to me and have a deeper conversation and the possibilities of the Men of Vision coming to your town, then you can email me at Terrence, that's TerranceAnce, at unstoppablecoaching.com. Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. I'd love to have a deeper conversation with you about the Men of Vision and what we can possibly do to bring our message to your town. Definitely would love to do that.
Great. So what will be your final words for our listeners? Something that just say, you know what, we've ignited the fire. You have something to actually continue to keep you in that unstoppable place because now you have your free download. So what do you leave them with the final words?
Wow. Well, first, again, I just want to continue to say thank you, Queen Aaliyah, for allowing me to be on fire to inspire your audience this evening. It was a blessing. It was a treat. And I feel like neighbors, so I'm definitely coming down there to get my sweet tea when I see you. So we're going to have some more conversation and some more collaboration. But the one thing I just want to leave with your audience is this. You know, we all have something inside of us that's waiting to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And too many of us let life, let our circumstances, let just things get in the way and stop us in our tracks. But we're not talking to just average, ordinary people on this call tonight. We are talking to extraordinary people. We are talking to what I like to call unstoppable go-getters on this call tonight. And that means you're going to do something more. You're going to do something extra, beyond the ordinary, to see your dreams become reality. You're going to do something beyond the ordinary to make that business happen. You're going to do something beyond the ordinary to have a great relationship with your mate. You're going to do something beyond the ordinary to get to the next level of your greatness. Because you know, like I know, that why should you ever settle for less when you can be unstoppable? Use that word each and every day. Face your fears. Invest in yourself. Reach for more success. And recognize that, like Queen Aaliyah and myself, that you are not able to be stopped. I'm Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leffridge, and as I always say, I don't want you to just have a great rest of the week. I want you to have an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life on the next level. Thank you, Queen Aaliyah.
Oh, thank you again for being on our show and gracing our platform.
You are most welcome.
Thank you. Tune in next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to On Fire to Inspire. It's time to stop settling, and it's time to start living the life that God created for you. So you have gotten your vitamin, your overflow of being unstoppable, what it means, how you can move into that next moment. It's time. And I'm telling you, it's time to face your fears, as he said. It's time to ignite and invest in yourself. But it's time to ignite that fire that is already in you. It's time to reignite it. It's time to reach for more because it's already in you. It's time to expect success every day. It's in your mouth. You shall have. You shall have what you speak. So don't speak anything other than what you want. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire. Tune in again next week. We love you. You have an awesome, awesome day. As I tell people all the time, have a blessing-filled and miraculous day. I don't birth babies. I birth purpose. Have a great evening.